Slight irony of the talk this evening being about team is that we haven't got much team, and usually we'd have more people here and lots of people doing different things, but everyone's away. Everyone's in Wales, apparently. Why aren't you guys in Wales? there's a great lady who comes here in our morning service and comes to our Tuesday morning service called Mavis. Some of you know her. She's a great storyteller. And one of the stories she's told me probably 6 or 7 times is about one time that she was asked to preach completely unprepared. And she said, so I just prayed, Holy Spirit, may you speak to these people through me. And then she kind of blasted off some kind of amazing preach and revival broke out. Well, she may have been exaggerating slightly. But this is kind of like that because it's there hasn't been a huge amount of preparation. But it's going to be short and sweet. Also, in my talk a couple of weeks ago, I said about it was a bit more like, rather than a kind of a classic preach, it was a bit more like a team talk. And that's ironic because tonight is a talk about a team. So I'm really going ahead with that. Let's play this this video clip and check this out. And that music nice and loud. This is
sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Strikes gold again. Adam Beattie takes Olympic gold for Great Britain.
Usain Bolt gets it. A magnificent 7.
Fish in the sea.
Glover and Stanley.
You know how I feel.
Defend their Olympic title.
River running free. You know how I feel. Lost on the tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn.
Phelps' 23rd gold.
Butterflies are having fun. You know what I mean.
The triple triple. He's done it.
Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world. And a gold world for me.
Nicola Adams lets out a triumphant roar.
Of the pine, you know.
champion.
Jason Kenny's got it! A sixth gold medal!
Mumford is going to get the double-double!
Get inspired. Whoa! That's about the fourth time I've watched that today, and I'm still like, wow, that's incredible. So in case you were having kind of Olympic withdrawals, that should have given you a kind of shot in the arm. As you know, the Olympics finished kind of this time last week, and wasn't that some amazing examples of a kind of human endeavor, and kind of they seem superhuman. They are the best of the best, and they were doing incredible things. And did you see the passion in their faces and the 100% commitment they were giving to that? And that wasn't just for that moment there. That was for years and years in training. And I find that so inspiring. I think even if you're not a massive sports fan, say if you're into music, hours and hours of dedicated practice and whatever it is, academic stuff, hours and hours of learning, it's amazing the people's commitment to stuff, people's commitment to making themselves better and breaking records and moving forward. So tonight, as a kind of a closing of our mini-series, I thought we'd talk about team, and we were choosing a sport. So we did archery, we did weightlifting, we did running, and I couldn't quite settle on which sport to have as our kind of icon for tonight. What team sports did we see there? There was hockey, cycling, rowing. There's tons, aren't there, in the Olympics? But what occurred to me is, it might be obvious, but even all the individual sports, there is a team behind those people. A team of people that do physio and coaching and training, do admin and organization, managing. Behind every person there is a team behind the scenes that makes sure that they are the best they can possibly be. And then if you kind of zoom out from there, then within that, each of those people, and from what we saw, it was Great Britain, but each person in the Olympics are part of a team also, as in their nation. So Team GB would be most of those people. And so they're doing something for something greater than just their individual achievement. They are doing something for their country, which is kind of amazing and awe-inspiring. And then, even broader than that, there's this thing called the Olympic family or the Olympic spirit. And that is the very nature of this competition, is a coming together as a group of athletes to basically put on a show and a performance of human endeavor and great things that can be achieved. Let's turn to Hebrews 10. Right, and we're going to read this out together. Let's stand. Let's stand and read this. So, and it is 19 to 25. Right, let's say this together. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, open for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Hey, that sounded Anglican. Great passage, probably familiar to many of you. If we are going to be effective in our mission as Christians to the world, to transform hearts and lives and communities and cultures, we need to be part of a team. And we need to be both a giver and a receiver of love and encouragement. In that passage it says we should spur each other on towards love and good deeds. That's what the church is all about. That's what our church meetings are all about, spurring each other on. A lot of what we do as the church, kind of not our church service, but the church, isn't as part of a meeting. But as we meet together, we have this opportunity to encourage each other, to love each other, pray for one another, bless one another, in order to do great things. Because, you see, we as Christians, if we're going to reach our full potential, if we're going to do the stuff that God created us to do, just like those athletes, we need a team behind us. And we need to have people that look out for us, people that maybe challenge us when we're doing things that aren't so good, people that encourage us when we are doing good things, people that draw alongside us when we're struggling. I almost showed the clip that's already been spoken about before recently of Derek Redman in the Olympics. What Olympics was it? 96, that sounds about right. And I didn't, because I knew I'd probably start blubbing, because there's this clip of a guy called Derek Redman who was a 400-meter runner, and halfway round, he gets an injury. I think it's a hamstring or something goes. And I saw this interview with him, and he said he just collapsed on the floor in pain. And then this thought went through his head, this is the Olympics. I've got to complete this. And so he gets up and he starts hobbling around the track. And then this guy comes onto the track, and the officials are trying to stop him. But the guy turns out to be his dad, and he hoists his son around his shoulders, and together they get across the finish line. The first time I ever saw that, I was at a men's breakfast where it was supposed to be kind of a bit macho, and yeah, we're kind of butch men, and I was there, and I was going like that, really trying to stop anyone noticing that I was crying. But we are there for one another, to help each other get to that finish line. Of course, ultimately, God is the source of all our power, and anything good we do is because God's doing it through us. But we can be used by God for each other in church to encourage and to spur each other on. We're going to take communion in a minute, and there's a part of the words that we say before communion that says, though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. And just in this week, as I've kind of been thinking through this idea of team, I just think that is a great what a great sentence to bring us together. And sure, we've all got different gifts. There's another part of the Bible that talks about the church being a body with, and some of us are kind of going to be little toes. That doesn't say that in the Bible, but, you know, and eyes or ears and fingers and knees and all that kind of stuff. We've got different things to be doing and different gifts and skills that God's given us. But we are the body together. And it's actually Jesus's blood, what Jesus did for us on the cross, that brings us together and enables us to be that one, that team, it's a team that will never be beaten. We're assured that we already have the victory. And that is something to celebrate and to take very seriously and to be passionate about. I think a few months ago we talked about church being a movement and not a meeting. And I like that. And when I said that, I was kind of meaning a movement conjures up thoughts of, I guess, passion, of togetherness, of moving forward, rather than a meeting that could be thought of as religious or going through the motions. And I think there's something exciting about thinking about a movement being an adventure, being a journey like the athletes have been on to get to that point of competing for that medal. And I just will finish by saying, let's not think of church as a kind of box ticking exercise. Let's think of it as a springboard into this adventure that God is going to use us as individuals, but also use us as All Saints and use us as part of the global church to do his will and to transform lives and hearts and circumstances and communities and cultures, like I said before. Let's pray. Lord, we say, count us in. Count us in to be part of your team. Lord, would you train us? Would you help us, enable us? Would we be willing to do anything for you? Lord, would you give us the same passion, if not more, than those athletes had? For they do their training for something that is momentary, but our training is for something eternal. So I pray that you would increase passion in us, the kind of passion that stirs us, that gets us on our feet, gets us moving towards the goal. And Lord, we recognize that we will stumble and fall, we will fail time after time, day after day. And Lord, we thank you for your good news that no matter how many times we do that, you will pick us up, dust us off, set us on our way again. Amen.